subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go!
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi, welcome, 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 little children. Welcome. What are you looking at?
I don't like that voice.
Whatever. Share Funny, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. You know what? We appreciate that so much. And you know what Paul Davis thinks of our appreciation? Paul love it. Paul love it. So if you need a big cleanup job done after a fire or smoke damage or floods and all that, go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. How long is it going to take you to eat that fruit, Alexis? It's driving me nuts.
I'm trying to save some for later because I have to go to a meeting after this, and then I have to go work somewhere else after that.
You've had that. You've been nibbling on that all the morning, and that usually gets on Riggins' nerves. It doesn't bother me, but I'm just like, wait.
Why does it bother you?
It just takes forever. Just finish it.
Why?
I don't know. It just drives me just crazy.
Yeah. Yesterday he yelled at me because I was trying to eat some applesauce.
It took her an hour and a half to eat a cup of applesauce. I was just like, well, can you finish it? I mean,
and I've said that before when she'll come in with a breakfast sandwich at 5:55. And unwrap it and be nibbling on an Egg McMuffin for 3-4 hours.
Hours.
TJ, that is not true because she has never been in here at 5:55.
I most definitely have.
5:58 and 45 seconds, maybe.
I came in at 5:45 yesterday.
But you eat cold eggs a lot, though, don't you?
They get cold, but it's, I know, but it's all right.
Well, yeah, they would. Anything would.
I know.
A volcano would get cold in the amount of time it takes you to eat it.
I'm surprised you don't eat your breakfast sandwich on the way up here while you're driving.
I changed from making breakfast sandwiches to actual like eggs and stuff, so I can't eat it. Yeah. It's not handheld.
She was poking around at scrambled eggs at 10 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah, I was still eating it.
Well, that's been out for 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's one thing I cannot eat cold. I can't eat cold eggs. And if I'm cooking eggs for people, they, by God, better be on standby as soon as those things are done and ready to go. Because I do not want eggs getting cold if I've taken the time to cook them.
No damn sloppy eggs.
No, they're not that bad. But they say you're supposed to eat slow.
Yeah, they are. But they normally say slowly, but whatever.
Yeah. Eat them slowly.
Yeah. But not eggs. Nobody says eat eggs slowly.
No.
That's one thing they'll say. Like, if you ever Google how to heat, best way to reheat eggs, they'll say, don't do it.
Don't throw them away.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I tried eating them fast today, and I got the hiccups. So.
Oh, yeah. Did you finally get rid of those?
Yes. I had to go stand on it. Like, I had to do a handstand in Rob's office.
What did that look like, Rob?
It was strange.
Yeah. It was strange.
He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, especially since she wore underwear up here today.
Oh, my God, stop it.
Well, men's boxer briefs.
I did not.
Is what you wearing?
Yeah.
She came in the room, like, jumping around first, and then did a handstand and was, like, putting her head between her legs and stuff. It was weird.
Well, as long as she wasn't putting her head between your legs, we're all right at work here.
That is...
What's going on in there?
The worst thing I've ever heard.
Why is Rob about to pile drive Alexis?
Oh, my God.
That's a wrestling move, the pile drive.
Yeah, I know. It's the flip.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, well, then I don't know what it is.
Maybe in your native native land, that's what it's called.
Pile driver.
Do you see any of the big-time wrestlers they have their own thing in El Salvador? Is it all just Mexican luchadors in the wrestling world?
I don't know. I believe it would probably that would be luchador territory.
And how scandalous would it be if somebody was wrestling all their career as a luchador with a mask and all on, and then they got demasked and they was white?
Very scandalous.
You talk about cultural appropriation.
Yup.
Saying you're a luchador. And you ain't nothing but a white bread.
Oh, my right. God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, there'd be some picketing, I bet.
Sure.
They'd picket somebody.
More than that. You ever been to Mexico?
Yep, I have.
Yeah.
You trying to go around thinking you Mexican, pretending you are, they find out you white? More than picketing's going to happen.
I don't know about that. I've never been going around pretending.
It sounds like you're threatening us.
I'm not. I don't live in Mexico. Yeah, I'm not Mexican.
But I love how no matter what Latin culture pops up, she identifies with it and talks shit like she's that culture.
Every time. I've talked about that before. It's stunning. She feels some type of kinship, like she knows everything about every Latin culture. Right.
But if somebody accidentally mistakes her for a different Latin culture, then she is pissed. I am not Puerto Rican.
Because I'm not.
I'm Salvadorian. But somebody says something about Puerto Ricans, she'd be like, oh, you better watch out for us Puerto Ricans.
I never say. You I always well. Say. I would say it for my talking. People.
Yeah, your people. Yep.
This is mi gente. Yeah. It's mi gente.
Yeah. Well, you're a niña tonta. That's what you are. Niña tonta.
My mommy's called me that all the time. Esta niña tan tonta. Ay.
Tontonta. Tontonton. Tonta. Niña tan tonta.
Niña tan tonta.
What does that mean?
Tontonta.
Dumb.
It means silly girl.
Dumb. Like dumb, silly.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
Love that.
And then my grandma would say, tenga talento, which would say, have manners.
Exactly.
So tell me that. Tenga talento.
Have manners. Well, you would just argue with me over what's manners and what's not.
That's not true.
That is very true.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not getting into this again, but that argument was not even valid.
See?
I don't remember the argument.
The argument about was not using a napkin.
If you don't use a napkin and you got stuff all over your face, then it's bad table manners. It's bad manners. She's like, no, it's not. She's like, what if they don't have a napkin? Well, then they don't need to be eating.
I eat without a napkin every day.
Get stuff on their face.
And I never get stuff in my face.
If you're eating alone, it doesn't matter. But if you're eating with people, and you're, you know, with people who are, you know, somewhat sophisticated enough to actually use cutlery and not just wooden bowls they found down by the river.
I would say even then.
Okay, but what if you don't have anything on your face? Are you still have bad manners? No. If you eat without a napkin?
No.
Okay, that's what I was talking about.
But that's not at all what I was talking about.
Oh, though. Well then.
So you're arguing about something that wasn't even there.
Not even part of the argument.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
Okay.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes.
That's not the tone of voice you use when you tell someone. Yeah,
you mean C as in look or C as in yes?
Both.
Okay. All right. Niña tontonta.
Niña tontonta.
Tontonta, niñan, tontón, tontón, yo. Yeah. So that's good.
I have big news to report. Got rid of the big TV yesterday.
Finally. Oh,
almost.
Oh.
You won't believe this one. So we posted it on Facebook. It's free. Come get it. One guy has said, like, I'd be interested. Come get it. He was going to come the other day, but then he asked if he could fit in the back of his Jeep Grand Cherokee. And I was like, dude, no, it's bigger than the back of your Jeep Grand Cherokee. So I guess he got a trailer.
The Cherokee would fit in the TV.
So he's coming yesterday. He's coming yesterday to get it. I go to my store. He lets Amanda know. 4:30. Awesome. I ran around all day, had stuff to do all day, got home, ran to the gym, left the gym at 4:25, about 4:20, got to the storage room at 4:25, and it's on rollers, so I went ahead.
Wheels,
yeah.
Again, right.
Again. Whatever. Some people call them wheels. Whatever. I like rollers, though.
Same thing. You knew what I meant. Yeah. I go up to the storage room on the second floor, open it, and bring it and roll the TV down the hall, get in the elevator, roll it down, bring it down. I've got it right by the door. My man pulls up. I'm going to roll it right out of here. We put it on the trailer. He straps it down. See ya. I'm done with TV. And I've already perused the storage facility, looking at things. Man, I think I can finish this thing up this week. Save that money. Sitting in my truck at 425. Well, I'm sorry. Technically, I'm sitting in my son's truck at 425 because I was using it to carry some other stuff around. And I texted a man. I said, what am I looking for? She said, it's going to be red. And I said, okay. She goes, let me double check. And then the guy says, hey, I haven't found anybody to take my place at work. They had to work a little long, so I could be running late. And then, so I said, okay, well, I can hang out a few minutes. And then he said, it's going to be later than I thought. So then I take it, I go in, take it back up, put it back in the storage room, drive back home. No problem, I'll come when he's ready. And by the time I get home, he's messaged the man and says, I just realized you're an hour away from me. I thought it said 20 minutes when I looked it up earlier. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Okay. So is that the same guy that's already tried twice? It's
a different guy. So today I'm determined.
You still have the TV.
I still have the TV. And it's gone by Friday. It will be gone somewhere. It may just be, I may just go and throw it in the back of the truck. Well, I'll have to have some help. Throw it in the back of the truck. Take it over to the dump. And just,
like we've been telling you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've given up on trying to be nice and help people with this TV. I thought it was going to be cool. But now it's just become such a pain in my butt. And it's too much. Yeah. I just want to be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sad day yesterday because I really thought I was going to be done with it. I was very excited. Didn't work out. It's a waste, but I can't help it.
Is it really, though?
It's not a waste.
Yeah, exactly.
We like don't want it.
No one wants the TV.
It's like being frustrated that you can't give away a telephone that only plugs into the wall.
Yeah.
Or a fax machine.
It's not quite the same, but it's close.
Anybody to take this Victrola record player that you have to crank on the side.
It's 1,000 pounds.
Yeah.
You need to rent a van to get it, a truck.
Yeah, there's no vehicle that's going to be able to take that away.
No, they need to go to U-Haul and rent one.
They had a trailer. You had a trailer ready to go, so.
It's like, when was the last time somebody's had to get a trailer to haul a TV, a big TV? I mean.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
There was one out here, a big screen TV the other day, sticking out of the top of a Mini Cooper convertible in the parking lot out there. And I'm like,
it's life. I just got to get rid of it. Now it's got to be gone. Now I was too close yesterday. I was looking at the storage room. Like, okay, come over this week. I got this stuff. I got to get this stuff into the garage at my place, and I'll figure it all out. I'm cleaning up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
If you throw away the TV, at least keep the rollers, because that seems like that's pretty valuable.
Thank you, TJ.
Somebody can use those.
Yeah, for sure.
You can always use the rollers for
something. Anybody missing a roller?
Got three rollers.
Got three rollers.
Well, it's got four good rollers on it, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You should just hollow it out and turn it into an Airbnb and just rent it out. You want to live inside a TV?
Hollow it out and then put on your little puppet shows on.
Yeah,
use it in the garage.
Stage. Yeah, a couple punching Judys.
If you still want to do something to help people, do puppet shows for the children,
for the kids in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just a bummer.
Don't let it be a bummer. It's not a bummer.
It is a bummer.
It's not. You've created this problem in your head.
Because I wanted to do something nice for somebody.
Well, pay a compliment to an old person. It's not life or death. Clearly, the intention was right there. Mm-hmm. But don't stress yourself out because no one's going to come pick it up. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Now I'm stressed out. How do I get it somewhere? It's so big and heavy.
Well,
I mean, it's too heavy to lift, to pick up and put in the back of the truck, I think.
Just push it out into the street and run.
Seriously, it's not far from Goodwill. You know the distance, TJ. What is that? What is that from Goodwill? What is that? Like
quarter mile? Yeah, you want to just push it on the rollers all the way to Goodwill?
I thought about it. I could push this master all the way down to the Goodwill and just shove it up there. Hey, man, here's the TV. Have at it.
Do they take electronics at Goodwill?
I don't think they do. That was one of the things that stopped me. And even if
they do, they'd be like, we don't take that.
Well, and somebody said,
I always get that. When we were moving, I would go to the Goodwill. They have a trailer set up.
Yeah.
You know, there's the store right here, and then there's a trailer close to my old house. And I go up there, and I look out in the back of my truck, and they go, oh, we don't take that. Like, you don't even know what it is, but we don't take that.
We don't want it.
We only take things right now that you can bring up here without me having to get out of my chair.
Exactly.
That's all we take.
Light stuff.
Mm-hmm. And everybody said, hey, Salvation Army will come pick it up. Well, guess what? Salvation Army in Mooresville is closed. They don't even have a Salvation Army in Mooresville anymore. It's like, damn it, man. I'm just trying to get rid of this thing now.
Why don't you call your soldiers in the KISS Army? See if they'll come pick it up.
Hey, what are they doing? You have
a bunch of guys dressed like Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons that are lifting a TV. Yeah, get Gene Simmons impersonator to spit fire on it and burn it down.
Yeah, or blow that shit up. Let me blow it up.
That's a mess I got to clean up then. I don't want to deal with that, man. I don't want to deal with that.
You know what? God helps those who help themselves, and you're just not going to help yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Riggins. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. Hey, it's Ace. And you know what? There are a lot of moving parts when it comes to my life. And it's long been established on this show that it's a lot of stress in my life. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of things that I'm dealing with. But you got to take control of your mental health. I've learned recently how important it is to manage your daily stress, manage those anxious thoughts. It's something we all want to do, but most of us don't know where to even begin. Well, I've heard so many great things about Noom. When it comes to weight loss, when I found out there was Noom Mood, I absolutely wanted to jump on board and see what it's all about. With Noom Mood, you'll take the journey to mental wellness one step at a time. They've got a guided approach that will teach you the power of shifting your mindset in just a few minutes a day. You're not alone because you have a coach that walks through it with you, and it's not a one-size-fits-all thing. You go at your pace. All you need is 10 minutes a day. Worry less and feel happier. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/AceTJ. That's Noom.com/AceTJ.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's
go! Yeah, we got all excited in the regular old show today because of a new flavor of Pop-Tarts that's coming, the Snickerdoodle Pop-Tart. And I love Snickerdoodle.
Sure.
It's the cinnamon and sugar cookies, Snickerdoodle. It's also one of the words that... nobody could say and sound masculine. That's a feminine sounding word, snickerdoodle.
It's a snickerdoodle.
Like you could walk into a biker bar and there could be a full on brawl happening. And you stopped one of the guys, said, hey, put your knife down and say the word snickerdoodle. And when he said it, he would sound feminine. Snickerdoodle.
It's my safe word.
And I usually don't use words that are feminine words. Like, I never say veggies instead of vegetables. Just veggies is a feminine salad.
That's a good one. I don't either.
You're good. You're right.
You eat your veggies? What?
Veggies.
I love veggies.
Yeah? What?
You also carry an umbrella.
Yeah, so, that's true.
I don't know that the veggies thing is something
I'm talking about words.
I understand that, but yeah. It's not like you're the...
Yeah, but nobody thinks that an umbrella is feminine.
Okay.
A parasol is... That's just y'all's weird thing about whatever y'all just decide is something like... Having to watch TV with the subtitles on is just that blows my mind. Even when it's not a foreign tongue, you can't even watch an English speaking show without subtitles.
You decide things
and
like
wet,
that.
And wet as hell because you're too cool to take an umbrella out.
You don't like subtitles because they didn't even have them in your time when the TV started. So you're not.
But that shows how much you know, because the oldest films only had subtitles. Dumbass.
They were silent films.
Yeah. Yes.
Lord.
Well, those were right. Boring. So,
I prefer my movies dumbass. Silent.
Wow, those sound like some fun movies.
Well, they weren't in my time. I didn't like silent movies. They didn't have that when I was. That was even before my mom's time. Yeah, silent movies.
That was 20s, right?
Yeah.
20s.
Charlie Chaplin.
Mm-hmm.
Chaplin.
Yep. Yep. But what's another ones? Snickerdoodles, veggies, Skittles is always feminine sounding. Skittles. Mm-hmm.
The Fruity Tooty pancake thing at.
The Fruity Tooty Fresh and Fruity?
Yeah.
I refuse.
Yeah.
I'm not ordering that. I'm sorry.
Just the word fruity.
Yeah.
Like when you say Fruity Pebbles, it still sounds a little a little feminine.
Mimosa. I feel like that's a feminine word.
Mimosa is I get it. Mimosa sounds feminine.
Seltzer.
Yeah, seltzer's a good one. I like seltzer.
Seltzer.
But I'm always weird about saying the word seltzer because I don't know whether the T sound goes in there or not, because I'm always leery of that, because so many of my Southern brethren and sistren will put a T in the middle of the word that doesn't belong. You know, like there's a girl I know and her name is Chelsea, and some Southerners would pronounce her name Chelsea. And like Cubby pronounces Beyonce. So seltzer really does have the T in it, right? So you're supposed to say that. It's not seltzer, it's seltzer.
Seltzer.
And salsa. Salsa.
Salsa. Yeah, does Cubby say salsa?
Salsa. Probably.
Salsa.
Mm-hmm.
The Beyonce is a good example because it's so exact. Beyonce. I've never heard anybody say it like him.
Yeah.
Chelsea, the TV special with Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah, I watched it with my friend Chelsea. And I have faith that Beyonce is going to do another TV show. Sure. I have faith in her.
Call my cousin Tammy. We watched Beyonce.
So yeah, Southerners will put a sound in a word that doesn't belong, and they'll take one out that does. Like in the word doctor. Doctor. D-A-H-T-E-R. Doctor.
Doctor.
I'm
going to the doctor today.
I need a doctor. Dr. Lecter.
Yeah, that's a good example.
That's a good one.
Who is Buffalo Bill, Dr. Lecter? I'm trying to think of another feminine sounding word that I don't use because it's feminine. Oh, when you put an IE or a Y sound on words that aren't supposed to be, like calling the Cubs the Cubbies.
Yeah.
You know, and saying lefty and righty. I don't like that.
I'm a lefty.
Mm. Lefty sounds better, though, than righty.
Yeah.
Yeah, still, you're right, though. I've never used lefty. Mm-hmm. Left-handed.
Yeah, left-handed, right-handed. Yeah. And then I have a friend who's a Yankee who, if he meets anybody who's conservative and he likes that person, then they would automatically like me and I would automatically like them. Because we have that, we're both conservatives. So, and he'll always say, you know, he's a righty like you.
Oh, God. I bet I'd hate him.
So you don't use the phrase lefty loosey?
No.
I love that phrase.
No, I will say right to tight.
Oh, you don't say righty tighty?
Nope.
Lefty loosey?
Lefty loosey.
I do that in my head.
Mm-hmm. Lefty loosey.
I have said that righty-tighty. Because it counts as just a little slogan, righty tighty, lefty loosey, mm-hmm. just to remember it.
And you can say left to loose, right to tight.
You're right.
No, that's left boring. To
yeah, I've just always done it the other way.
No loosey goosey?
I love loosey goosey.
Yeah. But that's good for you, Alexis. You're supposed to be feminine. Loosey goosey, running around here all loosey goosey.
Loosey goosey. That's my mom says that.
Well, man, damn, I told that son of a bitch. I said, you could run around here. I'm going to beat your ass, you showing me all that loosey goosey bullshit. He knows I beat shit out of him. Yep. In here eating Skittles and Fruity Pebbles and talking about how he's better than me because he eats his veggies. While I'm over here just eating snickerdoodles.
Sprinkles.
What about belly button?
Belly button. What about it?
That's like a feminine word, I feel like.
No.
Belly.
Belly, yeah.
I think navel sounds more feminine than belly button.
Yeah, I never called it a navel.
Yeah.
Because that was what they called it on TV.
Yeah, I never called it that either. Never called it that.
It's called a navel.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, my God. And you're a scientist? Wow. You call yourself a scientist?
Never called myself a scientist. Thought that was an orange.
Why do you think it's called a navel orange?
I don't know.
Because if you look closely at one end of it, it looks like a belly button.
Ugh. Yeah, that's gross.
Is that really why?
He doesn't know. He made that up. I don't doubt that it's true.
But I
feel like you don't know that that's true.
Why else would it be called that?
I don't know.
You never looked at it and see that it looks like a belly button?
You're kind of right. I mean, you are right.
Mm-hmm.
I just refuse to believe that you knew that beforehand.
I'm sure you are right.
99% of the time you are right. I don't even need to look it up.
He is right.
I'm sure he is.
You looked it up, Rob?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me. I know some shit.
I do too.
Yeah.
Except navel.
That's what it's called. Belly button's for called belly. Navel?
Yeah, okay, well, I don't know that shit, but I know other shit.
You thinking like anthropology or whatever that class is? What is it?
Biology.
Biologists are like, here's the pectorals and the belly button.
Belly button. Poopy. This guy told my mom one time that her belly button was so cute he wanted to play with it.
Okay.
What?
That was so weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's like a fetish thing.
Ew.
And
I've never heard that fetish before.
If you want to see me go into a convulsion, try to tickle me or put your finger in my belly button.
Oh.
Yes, I hate that.
Don't want anybody touching my belly button from the outside.
Ew.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
That's gross.
Thank you, Zach.
Thank you, baby doll. Ace, hey, so, you know, you're talking about how you don't like to be called honey and hun and all that by women who are, you know, servers and whatnot. What if they would have videoed you on that viral video where the guy at the convenience store in Louisiana was calling all the guys baby doll and sexy and all of that? You lost your mind.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Thank you, baby doll.
Thank you, sexy.
Because one of the guys was like going to there, what? Man, you play too much. Why? I hate coming in here.
I hate this store.
And they probably come in there because it's closest to their house and they can walk.
It all depends on who it is. Mm. Like in that case, I think I would have found it funny.
Mm. Thank you, sexy.
You wrong?
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, beautiful.
Thank you, honey.
Man, who
bunny.
The hell you calling? What? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'd have been okay with that because that was just, he was clearly having fun.
Mm-hmm. He definitely called one of them honey buddy. Yeah. Thank you, honey bunny.
Man. Ain't your honey bunny.
Honey bunny.
Thank you, honey bunny. It's a funny video.
Yeah. But I take it they do that kind of stuff all the time in the store because then that's why the one guy said, that's why I hate coming in here and you play too much.
There's another one with a lady that works at the store. I think she's in Alabama.
I've seen those.
Yeah. And the first one was really funny. And then you realize, okay, now they're and I think I'm sure it was staged.
Yeah,
but now they're not as good. Like they got lucky with one good idea.
Yeah,
but now the rest of them are all terrible. It's like, okay, that one's not funny. That's not funny. That was not funny. So you can, and I started looking one day, and their views have drastically declined. It was like first one out of the box, great. It was funny because nobody was sure if it was real or not.
Yeah.
Then once you realize, okay, they're all fake, and the rest of their ideas are terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, they had one solid idea, and then it's tanked it.
There's only one one thing that's good that is fake on the internet. Everything else, not good.
But. Yeah.
Boobs?
No.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
God, still my answer.
Wow.
And here's still Women's Day, Women's Month. Look at you.
Creep.
Ugh.
Okay. Stand by my answer.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Okay, something happened earlier in the day in the regular old show that I don't understand it at all. We were talking about singer Randy Newman, who does the theme song for the Toy Story movie, and he's done a lot of movie theme songs and all. But in the 70s, he had a number one hit on the top 40 charts. That I don't think was ever in a movie. It wasn't made for a movie. It was just a song called Short People. Alexa said, oh, I love that song, Short People. And then we explained that it's not celebrating short people. She loves it because she's short. She's short. And it's not celebrating short people. It's actually derogatory towards short people. It's making jokes about short people. So now she can't let it go, and she's pissed about it. But what I'm wondering is, what did you ever like about it?
Yeah.
Because the first line in it says, short people got no reason. And then it goes on to say, no reason to live. And then the big chorus of it that you might like would be, don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here. So, what did you ever like about it?
Well, maybe I didn't finish hearing the whole song, but maybe I thought it said, short people have no reason to be upset.
Okay.
Short people got no reason to be upset. Yeah.
That really fits in the timing.
And then because the other parts are true.
There's not any word of it that's complimentary to short people.
But I do have little hands and little feet. So I was like, oh, that's true. I do have little hands and little feet, but not stinky little feet.
They got baby legs, and they stand so low, you got to pick them up just to say hello.
Sometimes people do pick me up to say hello.
They got little cars that go beep, 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 and little voices that go peep, peep, peep. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds, and they're going to get you every single time.
I do have a dirty mind. So I just thought that it was, you know, and it's all cheerful and nice and happy. And I was like, oh, look at that. Short people represent. And then today I hear it. And he says short people don't even have a reason to live.
Yeah, I always sang it too. Just never pieced that together that it was so hateful.
Yeah, and then TJ's like, no, it's because it's in the 70s and it was different back then. I'm like, I don't care what year it was. That's not nice.
Yeah, people weren't always looking to be offended.
But when you tell someone that they don't have a reason to live.
He's not telling you you don't have a reason to live. You think he really believes that people who are short don't have a reason to live?
Why write it in a cheerful, happy song?
Because it's funny.
It's kind of in your face.
I don't know if I would. It's not think like that's fun.
You think he doesn't have any short people that he loves?
Obviously not, because they would not be upset. They would be upset.
I think there was a little bit of people like, oh, that's not, but nobody made a big deal out of it. Because you know what? We were, and I was a little kid when that was out. But even back then, when I was a little kid, there was more people, when they hear or saw something they didn't like, they would just say, oh, F him, and then go on about their business.
Yeah,
you know, they didn't walk around with it as baggage going, that son of a bitch, I can't believe he sang that song. That, oh, he doesn't want me to live. He thinks I have nasty feet.
Grubby fingers.
Yeah. Oh, if I ever see that, Randy, you know, Randy Newman needs to be killed. Yeah. He's the one that got no reason to live.
Facts.
We need to get all
where
the
he live
short
at?
People out of the trees.
And the vast majority of people just laugh. Like, that's, yeah. Man, that's funny.
Where he live at?
Probably L.A.
I'm going to gather up a group of shorties. We're going to go over there and we're going to say, Mr. Randy Newman, come out here right now.
We outside.
We outside, and I have a bone to pick with you. And it's not a little bone. It's a big one.
And then all you got to do is start singing, You Got a Friend in Me, and you tear up. And you be like, oh, Toy Story, can we come in?
I know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to be upset about it tomorrow, but I'm going to be upset about it at least for another hour.
I bet you will.
Got a friend in me.
Because we're going.
Because what? You're going to keep singing the song?
Mm-hmm. We're going to send you a copy of the lyrics.
I'll do a cover for you. I'll work on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you think about it, he got a good point. I don't want no short people around here.
Why not?
Is that what it said?
Mm-hmm. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here. Just get the F out, short people.
He did get one thing right, though. It does say short people got nobody to love, and, you know.
Oh, God.
Rob, see, you guys are so cruel.
Now, that was I'm a short person. That's what I'm saying. I'm
you're
speaking.
Not short.
Yes, I am.
You can reach things at the grocery store on the top shelf.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can. At tippy toes, I bet you can.
I don't know.
I can't you even can. Do it on tippy toes.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't. If it was something up there and I had to get on tippy toes, I would just find something else because I don't want anybody to look at me on tippy toes with my shirt all up while I'm trying to reach something on the top shelf.
Yeah, but if
belly hanging out, I'd have to have a grunt with it. My face would get red.
But if there's no one in the aisle, you're fine. I have to climb and have enough time to get back down.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the man's saying in the song.
That's why you need to die.
Yeah. You don't. I mean, who would want to live like that?
Well, more than anything, I think, as TJ pointed out, everybody thought that was funny. That's a funny
I can't even
song.
See in the peephole. So if someone's knocking on my door, I can't even look and see who they are.
Exactly. And that's why he's saying, you got no reason to live. Who wants to live like that? Nobody.
You're not helping.
I have to like halfway climb into my laundry to get stuff out.
Yeah, he's trying to be helpful. That's his advice true. Still rings true to this day.
It's not a very easy life.
No, but I mean, I'm saying that I'm short.
You're not short like me.
Well, who is?
Yeah, I mean.
So you've determined that he's only talking about short people who are super short people.
Exactly, yeah. Okay,
not all short people, just short people that are like your height.
Yeah, because he's saying that they sound like beep beep and ride cars like beep beep, so that means that he thinks they're super tiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grubby little fingers. I never want to have my fingers described as grubby.
Well, I don't know what you can do about that, though. You can't change reality.
I don't have grubby fingers.
Yeah, grubby little fingers. Always trying to steal something.
Let's see your fingers.
Are they grubby?
Like a evil Latina leprechaun. That could be a comic book right there.
That is
a Latina leprechaun.
Yeah, all the Keebler elves were white. They should have one Hispanic one.
They should, yeah.
They should. That's because all Hispanics are short, so it's like normal. Yeah. In El Salvador, I would probably be close to average height.
Mm-hmm. But oh, you really? Still have those pointy ears.
Yeah.
Like an elf.
Yeah.
I know. I always wanted to get a job as Santa's helper.
Yeah.
So I can go to the North Pole and help make all the toys.
And that never panned out for you?
No, it didn't. I haven't gotten an invitation
yet.
Did
you give up on that dream?
Are you on LinkedIn?
Santa was like, we're not taking your application.
you gotta connect.
He's like, I don't need a hydraulic kit on my sleigh. I don't need TVs in the headrest.
I'm good.
Like your PT Cruiser.
No spinners.
Yeah. To show you how times have changed, I just sent you a link to the video, Alexis, on YouTube, the official video. It's done in a recording studio. And at the end of the video, Randy Newman walks into the control room. And the first thing he does is reach on top of a speaker and take down a pack of cigarettes and a lighter. And he lights up a smoke. But reading the comments, all short people who love the song.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're all older.
Yeah.
And self-hating.
Exactly.
It's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Apparently someone threatened to kill him because of the song.
Yeah. Alexis. You missed that part.
Just now.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, Rob. Are you into these Godzilla and King Kong movies?
No. I've watched a few of them, but I didn't see Godzilla versus King Kong or anything like that.
Because isn't there a sequel coming out? Godzilla versus Kong?
I think that's already been out. That came out last year, I thought.
Well, this one says a new sequel is in the works.
Oh, well.
They going to fight again?
They don't know what they're talking about?
Maybe.
I watched that movie. It was dumb.
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, as millennials would say, Godzilla versus Kong.
That's annoying.
Yeah, verse Kong.
It's not the word. That's literally not the word. The word is versus.
But I mean, Riggins is annoying in so many ways.
D-R-S-U-S.
Let me count the ways.
Go ahead. I'll watch that. I didn't see the first one, but let's let them fight. Let them go at it. Beat the shit out of each other.
Who won the last round?
I think Godzilla, didn't he?
I didn't see
Godzilla becomes like the savior, defending the town and the little girl from King Kong.
Oh.
They just like have a fist fight on this ship. It's kind of crazy.
Hmm.
Godzilla lives in the water all of a sudden. He comes out of the water.
And does that mess up his fire? Doesn't he breathe fire?
Now he's got lasers.
Oh.
It's like instead of fire, it's just like strong laser beams.
It'd be cooler if they came out of his crotch.
Ew.
Yeah. Dick lasers.
Ew. Right. He was just going around town.
Yeah, butt laser.
He would fart and it would be like, the laser.
It looks like he's running away from King Kong, but then he's actually just trying to get a better aim for his butt laser.
Gotcha.
Kind of like, you know, cops have those what do you call them? Where they check speed. Radar guns.
Yeah.
They have them that go backwards. So if you pass a cop, they can point it backwards at you and tell you how fast you're going and turn around and get you.
Damn.
Yeah, some Godzilla has some shit like that.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I've seen one King Kong movie. That was the one in the 70s. I was a little kid. It was one of those that when my mom used the movie theater as a babysitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it real bad?
Oh yeah,
looked horrible.
Not back then. Back then,
yeah.
But it was. It's still. I don't like. I never have liked that kind of thing.
Did you watch The Blob?
Well, I think I have seen part of it because it would come on like the old channels in after school and stuff. But that was made in the '50s.
Yeah, that's like the oldest movie I think I've watched.
Yeah, 1958 is when that movie came out.
Is that before Gone with the Wind? You think?
No, I never saw Gone with the Wind.
Oh. Gone with the Wind was long before that.
Oh, then Gone with the Wind's the oldest.
I'll tell you an old movie you may like. It's called Imitation of Life.
I feel like I might
That's
have
an
seen
old,
that.
That's an old movie my mama loved, and she made me watch it with her, and it's heart-wrenching. It's about a girl who was born black, but she looks white, and she tried to live her life as white because she was ashamed. And her mom was the maid for this rich family. They were living maid for a rich family. And so the girl wanted to be like the rich white daughter and acted like her and ended up hurting her mom. Because she didn't want to live as her mom. Like, she was ashamed of her mom because her mom was black.
That sounds like sad.
That's why I said heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
That's what heart-wrenching means.
I know. I was reiterating that it was sad, oh Riggins.
You said it was heart-wrenching. It sounds like it's sad.
Oh, my God. I can't even say anything.
That wasn't funny at all.
Gone with the Wind was 1939.
Okay. Oh. Shut up over there.
But, yeah, I bet if you found that movie, Imitation of Life, you'd like it, even though it's old, because it's a lot of woman emotions and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're the opposite, though. You run around being ashamed of white people, so.
Dude, how am I ashamed of white people? It doesn't even make sense.
Oh, you're ashamed.
Yeah, you're ashamed.
You're ashamed to work here with all the whites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I bet you don't tell people we're white.
Yeah. I tell them you guys are white as hell.
No. White as hell.
You say,
who's the whitest?
I would say probably Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it
fair.
It would be Rob.
You agree, Rob?
Yeah.
You're confirming that? I don't know. You didn't like Godzilla versus King Kong. That seems very white to
me. Seems very white, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. He's so white. He got Rice Krispie.
Ralph Krispie.
Rice Krispie.
I thought it was so white he's translucent.
I just made
Which
up
means
a new
you
one.
Can see through.
I know what translucent means. Jellyfish are translucent.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Showed you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds like you're a translucent phobe.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Like you got hate for jellyfish.
I love jellyfish.
Peanut butter and jellyfish. Wouldn't that be good?
Ew.
If you could eat a jellyfish, peanut butter and jellyfish? I think that would.
Do you put the spread, the peanut butter on the very top, the round side?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't get stung.
Yeah. And then just take a chunk out.
Yeah, can you eat a jellyfish?
No.
You can't? And none of it? No part of it?
I bet you could.
Yeah, I mean, it's technically, but no place.
Hey, man, you need anything.
Or a stingray.
There's some bitches I've seen on TV. I've seen people on TV eating them glass, man. So I'd rather eat a jellyfish than a broken bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got certain jellyfish do. Yeah. There's some that don't. Like, I've picked up jellyfish before, the ones that I know don't sting you.
How do you know they don't sting you?
You got to look at them and tell. They don't have those barbs that come off their tentacle things or whatever. Yeah.
They hurt when they sting.
Have you been stung by a jellyfish?
A few times.
Oh. What flavor?
Strawberry.
Is that like your apricot jelly that you were talking about this morning?
Mm-hmm. Preserves.
My apricot preserves. It's not jelly.
Old ass.
Preserves. It's preserves.
You think that's an old person thing, Riggins? Any
Hell
kind
yeah.
of preserves or just apricot?
I think probably any kind of preserve, but apricot is like the quintessential old person. She's like, I just want some apricot preserve.
I do.
Like, okay, what are you, 100?
That sounds really old.
Oh, my God.
And a cup of tea.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got some more. I got chai tea yesterday. Ooh.
Eating like half an English muffin with like apricot preserves.
Yes, and butter.
And a slice of cheddar cheese or something.
A cup of tea. Need a cup of tea.
I'm 900 years old. I'm old.
So you put that on peanut butter sandwiches, you said?
Yeah, it's so good.
Mm.
So good.
I like preserves. Fig preserve. You ever have fig preserve?
No.
Mm. Fig is a little too sweet for me.
It is.
But I like figs. They're okay. I'll have a few of them.
Is that native to your home country? Do y'all have figs in El Salvador?
Probably not.
It's a desert, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Wait, El Salvador's not a desert?
Yeah, I think it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I always picture it.
No, it has beaches and stuff.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
Yeah, it's a desert.
There are some beautiful beaches in El Salvador.
No, it's a desert.
It's a desert.
Okay.
So y'all eat sand sandwiches.
No, we don't eat sand sandwiches.
It's like the Sahara. Yeah, you got those are called oases.
Yeah,
the beach and then the water. It's an oasis in the desert. It's not an ocean.
I'll never forget that time with my old dog walker, who was from El Salvador. She told me, she was like, "Yeah, our dogs live on the roof." I was like, "What the hell are you talking about?" She goes, "Our dogs live on the roof." I go, "I still don't know what you're saying. You keep saying it, and I still don't know what you mean."
Yeah, no matter how many times you say it, I still don't understand what the hell you're talking about.
The first time I brought it up to Alexis, she goes, "Oh, yeah, they live on the roof."
Yeah, that's the thing.
I went, "Oh, son of a bitch." Yeah. She wasn't kidding.
Why do they not walk on the ground? Why are they on the roof?
They do, but people, well, I don't know how it is now, but people used to break into houses through the roof because there's open areas, and so they used to put the dogs up there at night so that if anybody tried, now there's like people put barbed wire and electricity around the top of their roof.
And their HMO doesn't get
their
pissed.
Their HMO does not send them an angry letter or email.
You mean HOA? HMO?
Yep.
I was like, I think there's just a language barrier. We're not gonna break. She goes, okay. She keeps telling me the dogs live on the roof. I didn't know what she was talking about.
It's crazy out there. I want to go, actually. I've been thinking about it.
Why?
Taking a trip out there. Because my dad has land out there, and it's like in a nice area. And he has hired like people that do everything for you there. Cook all your meals, clean your room.
Why haven't you gone before? That sounds like that'd be something you'd always want to be going to.
I did.
Anytime you get a vacation.
Yeah, when I was younger, I went. But my dad didn't have all that money in or that house.
Hey, you've never been or you have been
to
this place?
No, to his house I haven't been.
Well,
I've only seen pictures.
Why don't we all go?
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm good.
That's right. I'm not going to El Salvador.
Hell no.
El Salvador is beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of beautiful places that aren't
Riggins,
safe.
Don't be making that face.
I'm making that
don't
face.
Don't be making that face about
damn,
my country.
I don't want to go to Georgia, and I got to go down there all the time. I hate that shit. God, I wish y'all lived closer. I hate going down there.
We got a vacation coming up in the summer, two vacations.
Let's go.
No, I'm not going. But, I mean, why don't you go ask your dad to go? How often is he there using it?
All the time.
Take some pictures.
Yeah, you don't want to be there when he's there?
No. Or it's sometimes my grandma's there and she's crazy. My other grandma.
You're not close to your dad's mom?
No. She's literally crazy.
I would love to go to El Salvador and just to go like one day with Alexis and hang out with their family for the day. That would be amazing.
I don't even know any family out there.
Yeah, I would start with the family in South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly.
Sick baby steps.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.